Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Today, we are continuing our conversation on the Seven Mountains of Influence, and we're specifically celebrating the mountain, the communications mountain, the spin doctors, the prophets, and the scribes that God's raising up to go into the world with the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture, to create kingdom products that will be ideas, solutions, inspirations that will help the people in our community to understand that there is a God, that's a living God, who is able to save to the uttermost. And today we are very super blessed to have two incredible communication generals with us. Ella Coleman, the founder of Purpose Magazine and the CEO of Elevation, the Elevation Corporation, as well as Randy McCowan, the founder of the Body of Christ News. And I want to welcome the both of you guys to the Voice of Destiny Show. And I will ask each of you to tell our listeners a little bit about your companies and your publications and what you're doing with that. And let's talk about the power of the pen in our community today and how we can see that this powerful ministry of the pen is important to affect people's lives. Welcome both of you to the Voice of Destiny Show. And I ask Ella if you could begin to tell us about your story and your journey with publishing.
My journey with publishing actually started at a young age, believe it or not, because I was always trying to put things together and make things work and so forth and so on. And so even as I was a part of a church, I would publish the church directory. I published this, I published that, little things on that level for my church family or for any organizations that I was a part of. I kind of oversaw those kind of things. I worked for the black newspaper here in our area, the Call and Post, which is one of the major black papers in the country. We had that covered Ohio, and worked there under the behind a legendary publisher for maybe 2.5 to 3 years. Got out of that, went into radio, and also continued to work in newspaper, work for another newspaper. It was a black publication as well. I was managing editor of a magazine called Satin Magazine that started in this area, and did that for a couple of years, and ended up in radio for quite a while. I did broadcast programs, had the number one talk show in the black community for about 5 or 6 years, 6 years, I think.
And that's in the Cleveland, Columbus area, right?
This is in the Columbus area. But started a magazine in 1991 called Purpose Magazine through a vision that the Lord had given to me. I had two dreams and a vision. The two dreams were about, it was like at a defense depot, and where two people were selling this publication, a man and a woman, and there were government workers in line. It was just so crazy because I didn't quite understand that. Then I had another dream. I thought I was going to do a newspaper, a community newspaper, a Christian community newspaper, because we didn't have one. We had a black newspaper, not a Christian black newspaper. So I was starting to get all that together because I was working with a lot of different journalists and photographers and so forth. And so I pulled them together, and we started our first publication, but it wasn't after I had the two dreams of the magazine. I knew it wasn't a newspaper. Okay, it was a magazine. And so I said, God, well, it's a magazine. I mean, that's quite expensive. Are you sure you want me to do this? And the Lord was like, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how often do you want me to do it? He said, monthly.
Wow.
So I started working on this, pulling people together in my home on a Monday night. And just to make a long story short, we ended up doing a magazine and publishing that magazine. I took it out from the trunk of my car. I had a few people that helped me, and we distributed in this area. Then we ended up distributing it through major distributing companies and got it in together, where it was in Atlanta, Detroit, and some of the other major cities in the country, started to mail it throughout the country, and it actually took it overseas through Dr. Miles Monroe, who got me into a lot of the islands with the people in the islands and connected me internationally with some people. And so that was kind of how that's just in a, that's quick. Okay, that's enough of me. And we just want to move forward. So I've always wanted to do things like that. Did it, ended up in that area because I went to school for journalism. I majored in speech communications, broadcasting, and a minor in professional writing, took magazine writing, all that stuff, and then went to Ohio State for my master's. I got my master's in African American studies and political science emphasis. Because I really wanted to know more about, you know, why my people were dealing with things the way they were. I really asked some serious questions. I did take a trip to Africa in pursuit of, you know, getting some answers. Went to Gori Allen, some of the places over there. Went to the Gambia. Went to Senegal. Traveled throughout that, you know, that region of Africa to find out, you know, more about what happened, and did, came back, wrote about it for the black newspaper, printed, you know, we had that out and everything, and so, and shared my experience, you know, on the air, on television, and stuff, and so I I've done so much stuff, I can't even, it just makes my head spin, and so now at this point, it's about moving forward with what God wants.
Yeah, all of it was for calling, all of it was for assignment, and I wanted to have the two of you to come on together to share with us your heart about the power of the pen in the black community, and this is, we're going to talk about different communities, but today we're talking about the black community. There's the Jewish community, the Asian community, that all have movement of the kingdom of God operating in them. But today, Randy, when you hear this woman has been doing a lot of what you're doing, but she had a different journey to get to where she was going. She had a professional academic training to prepare for what she was doing, but yet you were caught by the Spirit of God. Your academic training was something totally different from this, but yet God is using you because of the importance of the power of the pen in our community. Will you share with us about a little, a couple of seconds about what the body of Christ is, but what do you think the big mandate is for local newspapers right now to fulfill God's calling to bring our culture into a place of healthy kingdom status?
Okay, I was looking at that 7 minutes, you know, that you're... That
yeah, just keep moving. Just keep moving.
Okay, all right. I think at this time, our point, well, not our point, but I think our message should be we need to really inform and educate our community. You know, so much of the mass media tries to define who we are as a people. Unfortunately... Mm-hmm. We buy into it, and it's all detrimental to our health. Mm-hmm. I think it's for us to give positive image and put some light on the subjects and issues that, you know, the others are missing that we need so badly that we can find our way out of this mess. Because, you know, nowhere else on this planet Earth do they incarcerate their citizens like they do us.
Yeah.
And this isn't America.
But
we as a people got to stop going in playing by the other guy's game, and this is it's in the scriptures. Like I said, Deuteronomy talks all about these blessings and curses, and I'm so happy to be talking to Sister Coleman that she's a part of this conversation, because she definitely seems to have the education behind it, and I think that we need to come out and tell these people, tell these young folks who we really are, and stop playing by somebody else's game plan. And so
that is so true. I am just so glad that you are doing what you're doing, Randy, right?
Yes,
Randy, it's a pleasure to meet you, to actually be connected with you. I know this is a divine connection, and I'm Kingdom Connection. I'm so thankful to be a part of this today and to share with someone like yourself, who is taking the responsibility to educate our people, and actually it's publishing. I know how difficult that is. And so I take my hat off. I guess I had to say hats. The first was right. The hats off to you for doing what you're doing, because it is a labor of love. It's a labor of from God that you're doing, and it is making a difference. You know, because if we didn't have the publications that would put out good information like yours, I mean, a lot of times people wouldn't be exposed to it at all. And so this is very, very important. I encourage you to keep that good work going.
Thank you.
And hopefully, you know, build even a greater support base for keeping it and expanding it, even, you know, maybe even be from beyond the Colorado borders.
Well, hey, let's take a destiny break right here, and let's come back. And I'd like for you guys to think about two words. What are the words and what are the images that we need to evoke in our publications for our communities? And what are the words and the images that we need to be crushing and pulling down through our ministry of the pen? We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
You know, I love that commercial and the thing behind it, that our mission at the YI Center, the Youthpreneur Institute, is really to help a generation to learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them God's way. The Bible tells us that God does give us the power to create wealth, to establish his covenant here on the earth. God's looking for partners that can fulfill destiny, but a lot of times God can't find partners, honest partners in our community because of the words that define us and because of the images that portray us. I would ask the two of you if you can speak to us God's heart about this capacity to use the power of print to change and to use words and images to bring us into maturity of who God wants us to be as a people.
Okay. Let me go ahead and go first. I'll be short.
Okay.
Okay. I think we got it with the power of the pen. We have to let our readers know what's been played upon them. And what I mean by that is in 65, 64, they had the war on poverty where you know, that was where they went into the black community, the projects, mm-hmm. and told teenage girls that you can get welfare, you can have Medicaid, all this, but you can't have a man. So at that time in black America, 80% to 88% of the black man was in the home. Mm-hmm. And then they came back in 75 and said, hey, no more spanking these kids. Mm-hmm. So they took away the discipline. I'm against beating, but... you know, a quick spatter.
It's biblical. Bear the rise, destroy the child.
and then 84, they came back and said, it's war on drugs. So now they have war on drugs to, you know, just say no. And then the FBI, CIA, what else, got busted putting drugs in our community. So anyways, what we're going through, it was planned. It didn't just happen. And then if you look in the scriptures, you could, you know, find out where it talks about that we'd be the number one people housed in prison holes. And so what we're working with, we're just reacting to something that's been happening to us. We have to take the lead and undo what's been going on. Everybody was mad at Dan Patrick Moynihan of the Moynihan Report in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of right, but then he was kind of wrong because one thing right that he said many things right that we didn't like, but he was saying that the school system should hire more black male teachers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said if you have to, make all the teachers. He said that would create a positive role models for the young black kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they didn't do that. Instead, they did what I said. They went ahead and, you know, told the women they could have welfare in a bigger place, more children, blah, blah, but you can't have a man. So they did the total opposite. And the black community was upset because the black women were saying, you're saying that we're prostitutes or whores or something. We're not going to just have children by any and every man. But you look at it today when women having 4, 5, and 6 baby daddies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was something that was planned against us. And so we need to know what's been the weapon that's been used against us, and then work out a plan to reverse that. And so,
we're talking about words and images and the power of the pen. Ella, go ahead.
Like what he said, this basically you're dealing with an oppressed people when you're talking about black people in the United States of America in particular, and really in the diaspora worldwide, whether you go to the islands or wherever, they were under an oppressive hand that pretty much put some limitations on what they were supposedly able to do and so forth. When a people are oppressed, what you have is you have a reaction to an affliction. And basically, when people are afflicted, they are basically cast down. They are basically portrayed as evil or the lesser. And that's the way black people have been, they've been cast like that into that kind of a role as far as that goes. But however, when we really look at the truth makes us free, sets us free, it makes us free. And really, what has basically happened has been a conspiracy, and it's still going on. And it is kind of a perpetual thing, but it can be stopped. It can be stopped when people come to the knowledge of the truth. And the knowledge of the truth is in the Bible, as a matter of fact. Everything, the truth is all around us, but you have to really seek the truth. And I think what happens is our people will get caught up, and they get caught up in what is thrown at them through the media, through television, through all these various stimuli that they receive, whether it's through cell phones or through games that they play, that's all orchestrated toward violence, toward disrespect, and those kind of things. This is masterminded from the top. There's been a conspiracy for many, many years to keep the African Americans down, keep them in a certain place, because we don't want them, whatever happens, keep a slave mentality going. If you go, there's nothing new under the sun. Even when Moses took the children of Israel out of Egypt, they had a slave mentality. And so what had to happen, they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years before they went into the promised land. And even then, only a very few went into the promised land, because the others had to die out, because where they were going, there was no room for slave mentality. They had to rise up and conquer. They had to rise up and seize the property. The property wasn't just handed over to them. There were people occupying these places. And even now, there are people that are occupying places that God wants to put certain people in. But we can't go in there with a slave mentality. And basically, that's what we want to free our people from. And to be free from that slave mentality, there are some things that's connected. One of the things that's connected to being freed from slave mentality is to be able to read and to be able to produce, to be able to read, comprehend, and to actually produce. And when I say produce, not just babies out of wedlock. We're talking about being able to become productive in a society where you're building families, building good relationships, where you have a sense of moral value and that type of thing. And when those things are not there, when there's no value there, when that value is stripped away, or the young people don't know about that, then they begin to react in all kind of crazy ways, because no one has educated them or told them or even mentored them to make them understand differently, or parented them, because the parenting aspect of it is very important. So here we have black newspapers to keep us connected with that. You have the pen. So you begin to write. I've taught school. And I've taught just about every grade. I did that, so that I could understand what was going on in these schools, why kids weren't learning. All kids can learn. All people can learn. Even old people can learn. Because as long as you have breath in you and God is giving you breath, you have the ability to comprehend something. Okay, even if you're in a coma, you can. There's something going on. So when we talk about young people learning and writing, we're talking about us not producing, you know, the kind of publications, the kind of radio programs, the kind of TV programs, the kind of any kind of thing you name that people get to get information. That has to be on a higher level in order for the people to actually go to a higher level. And even
well,
now, the food systems have just, you know, they're not educating children in the proper way. So children, they're saying that particularly black children are so behind, and 50% in inner cities have dropped out, and they're shooting each other up like what's going on in Chicago.
So this is a serious issue. This is why
images
is so important, because one thing in Kingdom that we understand, that words are things that take on physical manifestation that produce results, positive and negative. Jesus said it this way, and John, the Apostle John, said it this way: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. That's the Word. All things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. So there is no good thing in our community and no bad thing in our community that was created from Word. It was created as a result of Word. Verse 4 of John first chapter says, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome the words. And so we've got to be very, very, very aware about the power of words. Well, we'll be right back. We're going to take a Destiny break right here. Thank you, guys.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision here is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Remember, Voice of Destiny's powerful communication is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com. And we've been super blessed by having two incredible publishers, writers, on the Voice of Destiny show, Randy McCowan, the founder of the Body of Christ News that reaches the black diaspora throughout the Denver metropolitan area, and Ella Coleman, the founder of the of Purpose Magazine and the CEO of Elevation Incorporated, that's really producing ideas, concepts, and events that's changing the lives of people. And we've been talking about the power of the pen in a community. Publication magazines have been really incredible for the black culture in America, in the world. But we want to understand this from a kingdom perspective, and that is that in the kingdom of God, God has all kinds of subjects that are realizing their full potential. Some of the subjects are Asian, some of them are European, some of them are American, and we are talking about an important part of God's subjects in this community, which is the black community, and the urgent need that we have of realizing the power of the Word. And you guys are utilizing the power of the Word through the things that you're penning. And so as we're coming to the last couple of minutes we have in the show, please tell us, what are the most important actions that the citizens of our community need to take in relating to the Word that's been delivered to them, and how to analyze, how to use it for growing their self, growing their family, growing their churches, growing their community? What is it, the tactics that we need to employ with the use of the Word and the publications that you guys are producing?
Well, I'll just say quickly, I think what we have to do is be able to connect with people, mentor, and to form better relationships with our young people. This is something that I endeavor to do. I wrote a book called Youth Arise, Poetic Call to Empowerment, where I deal with the youth, the culture of the youth, but in the perspective of the kingdom and who they really are. And I present this. I actually did this while I was teaching school and got their input. But you have to be able to create, you have to be able to touch. You have to be able to touch and just to connect. And so I think we can't keep ourselves in a box. I think all adult black people who are responsible have to at least mentor at least one or two young people in order for us to be able to make an impact on the young people in our community so that they're not going out shooting every day and that type of thing. And so we have to have men, women who are willing to work with young people. We can't do all this other stuff and then forget that we have young people who don't know what to do, who are doing all kind of stuff that they shouldn't be doing because they haven't been taught or because there's been a parental breakdown in the home. In other words, their parents are on drugs, on crack or something like that. Even in that situation, you know, you can reach out to young people, you can talk to them, you can, you know, give them things to help them along the way. You just can't turn a deaf ear, and I want to say that as an appeal, not only, and even others who want to be a part of helping can help. Anyone can help if they have a heart to help. Love is the first thing. If you love someone, you can help them. If you don't love them, you can't help them anyway. Because even if you do help them, it's superficial.
But if all of us stand up to help every community that's represented by the kingdom of God, we help the kingdom of God in this. Rather, I'm talking about Asia, the Asian community, and the unique things that they're challenged with, and even the white European community in America and things they're challenged with. If we all make our community strong, all the communities, including the black community, will be helped. So it's really important that we understand the power of the pen and our ability to bring God's word and God's reality to our situation. Randy, what's the best ideas you have for what we need to do to help our culture to come up to the goal and the standards and the ideal of the kingdom of God dream? Just like there's an American dream. What do you think is the kingdom of God's dream for our communities?
I think the older people should build relationships with the younger folks. Mm-hmm. Boys that don't have fathers, even girls, and women with, you know, young girls. Build relationship, and we're not doing that. We're too isolated. Mm-hmm. The media has us so isolated with our Walkmans or our phones, whatever. We needed to really, back in the 60s, they said turn on, tune out, drop out or something like that. But that was the drug culture. But we need to turn off some of all this electronic stuff because it's really not for us.
Wow. Well, I tell you, it's been a blessing having both of you guys here to bring this message. And my prayer is that through your story, that many of our listeners that have gifts and callings for print the word of God, you know, to print the word of God, that they will begin to answer the call. We know in Scripture there are at least three words that are described in the Hebrew and the Greek that describe the word, W-R-D. Logo. That's the word that's been written. The spoken word was captured and written on print, and you guys are exceptional in that. You have the spoken word. That's the rhema word. That is the word of God that is revealed unto those that God is wanting to speak to. And then you have the word that is debar. And that is the word that is the word for work, is business. It's the word for God's business. And God has a business at hand for each and every one of us. We would have an ear to hear and eyes to read. God wants to reveal his business. And thank you guys for sharing the power of the business that you've been doing for God. If you would close us out, Randy, letting us know how we can connect with the Body of Christ News, and Ella, how we can connect with Elevation Enterprises so that our listeners can be able to connect with you to be a part of what you're doing to help the Body of Christ move along and fulfill the movement that God has ordained. Randy?
Okay. Well, if you want to contact us or see what our newspaper look like, please first go to bocnews.com. That's Body of Christ News. But the initials, bocnews.com. If you want to send us article or letter or something, go to info@bocnews.com.
Wow, that's a blessing. Ella Coleman.
Yes, it is. And for me, if you want to contact me or contact what we're doing or order some books or magazines, you can go to elevationpublishing.com. And you can go, it's either way, like my name, E-L-L-A-V-A-T-I-N or E-L-E-V-A-T-I-O-N, Elevation, either way you'll get it, publishing.com. And there you will find Youth the Rise, which is a book for young people to deal with where they are in their culture and how to connect with the kingdom culture through what they already have learned. And then also you have EllaColeman.net. I'm a professional speaker, and I also come out and I visit and I go do hands-on things to help in training people, organizations, businesses, and youth organizations as well. So I do all of that, and it's available in a ministry form as well as in a business form. Thank you very much.
So, brothers and sisters, remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has especially ordained for you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.